بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، فمن حج البيت واعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما، ومن تطوى خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. With regard to Safa and Marwa, the great ibadat of Umrah and Hajj, with regard to the connection of this ayat to the previous, outwardly it appears there is no connection, but there are different, very beautiful connections. One of them, as we explained, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which came about half a supara before, that وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. When Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in various tests, and he made sabr and watched sabr also, and he passed all those tests. Allah Ta'ala said, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And he passed all those tests, that I will make you the imam of the people. إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Not لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, but for all people I will make you the great imam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, roughly about 6,000 years has passed, but he has got great honor in the hearts of all the people, Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, everyone. Allah has given him when he passed these tests. And Allah Ta'ala made it similar for all of us also. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ الَّذِينَ يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا يُوقِنُونَ. That Allah will make, even from the latter people, even from amongst us, Allah will make those people a'imma, imams also, when they have two qualities in them. They have the quality of sabr and the quality of yaqeen, full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Any person who has those two qualities, Allah will make him an imam today also. Amongst his people, amongst the people of the world, when a person has full yaqeen on the words of Allah Ta'ala, which in our hadith kitab Riyadu Salihin, which is coming much under discussion, to have that full conviction on Allah, and the other is to have sabr. On those two qualities, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will grant this great, great honor. Then in the Savatriga, that was the connection between the ayahs. And as far as historically it is concerned, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was granted this great, Hajj started from his time. And in it was the Safa Marwa, the Sa'i, between the Mas'a, in the Mas'a, between Safa and Marwa. And this was the place where Hajira alayhi salatu wasalam going to look for water for her little child, when the provisions ran out and they had nothing. And she ran from this one hill Safa to the other hill Marwa, looking for water. And in between she became afraid that I had left my little son there at a certain place, and some wild animal, wolf, anything must not come and devour. Then she should run fast again. That is the Mailain Akhdarain, the two green lights which we call today. But that was really the place. Now it is level ground, but that was a little bit a dip there. And there she ran faster. And Allah has preserved her actions so much that her running from Safa and Marwa is still today, and it is part of Hajj and Umrah. And Hajj and Umrah will not be completed without it. And also her little running faster between the two points, that also Allah has preserved. So Allah showed when they made sabr and his family made sabr, Allah Ta'ala has preserved that, and not only preserved it, but Allah has put great barakat. Allah has commanded we must make a sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and Allah has put great barakat in it. And any person who does it gets that enjoyment of doing Safa and Marwa and making du'as there. However, later on, the mushrikeen put idols on the two mounds of Safa and Marwa. And now these two idols were there, and Allah had commanded now the Sahaba that they must make also the Hajj and Umrah, and at the beginning those idols were there, and they felt that how can we make Safa Marwa, and it looks like we are also worshipping these idols which are there. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said that those idols are not there, they are not the actual thing, and they were not supposed to be there. And we are supposed to make the Safa Marwa by the command of Allah Ta'ala. From here, another great principle of Sharia also comes out, that if other people are doing a right thing, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel, Jews, they were keeping Roza on the 10th of Muharram. So that was an honorable day. But because they are keeping, so we won't say because they keeping, we won't keep. But no, we will keep. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we will make a difference, that we will keep the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th. Similarly, for example, the Jews keep beards, the Orthodox Jews, and they keep proper big beards also. So now if we say, like many Arabs say, that how can we keep beards, Jews keep beards. That is a total wrong analogy and a wrong relationship. But we have to keep beards, is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the whole world also keep beards, we won't say that because the non-believers are keeping beards, so we won't keep. Like the vast majority of the Arabs went in that way. But those who understand, they also keep their beards and keep them properly and according to sunnah. So this great point also comes out. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شِعَائِرِ اللَّهِ بِشَكْ صَفَا وَالْمَرْوَا نشانیوں میں سے ہے اللہ کی. صفا and مروہ are of the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. From before, Allah has decreed that these are great and honorable places and full of barakah, and that we have to make our sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And now Allah Ta'ala has put, besides it being the great signs of Allah, Allah has put great barakah. وَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوِ اِتَّمَرَى. So, jo hajj kare baytullah ka ya umrah. So, whoever will make hajj or umrah, fala junaha alayhi an yattawafa bihima. To kuch guna nahi usko ke tawaf kare in dono mein. Then he won't get any guna by making tawaf between Safa and Marwa. Like that, if we just don't, if we haven't got the history in front of us, we will wonder that how can it be referred to as guna. There is no guna, it's a great ibadah to make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. But this guna refers to that these idols were kept on there. And therefore, now it looks like it's guna, that you are making Safa Marwa and those idols are there. Allah says, no, those idols are irrelevant. These were the things of the mushrikeen, they put it. But the places themselves are full of barakat all the time. So don't worry about those idols which they used to put there. You make your Safa Marwa, you make your sa'i. وَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا. اور جو کوئی اپنی خوشی سے کرے کچھ نیکی. And whoever will do any good deed of his free choice, that is, he will do Hajj, Umrah, and he will do these ibadat. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. تو اللہ تعالی قدردان ہے سب کچھ جاننے والا. Then Allah Ta'ala is the one who appreciates the most. More than anyone in this world can appreciate whatever little is done in Allah's way. And ikhlas, sincerity, has got great weight. What a person does with sincerity, how much Allah appreciates it. It's Allah who gives us the tawfiq, Allah who made Safa Marwa, everything is from Allah's side. And our strength that we make it, and the tawfiq we get is also from Allah. But just because outwardly we did it, Allah appreciates very greatly. We can't find a boss that will appreciate so much, any husband or wife that will appreciate so much, how much Allah Ta'ala appreciates. And then again, not only that, but Allah is Aleem, Janne Wala. Allah knows exactly. Many times a worker will do something for his boss in all sincerity and in all goodness, but the boss hardly knows about it. The boss can't know everything. A wife will do so much for her husband, but he doesn't know everything what she's doing. In the same way, the husband does for his wife, but we don't know what is being done. But Allah knows everything. Even Allah Ta'ala rewards just on the intention. If we intended to do a good word deed, we wanted to get up for tahajjud, but for whatever reason we could not get up, Allah knows that you wanted to get up, on that also Allah gives reward. So how merciful and kind is not Allah Ta'ala? So whether it is Safa, Marwa or anything else, Allah knows your intention. You are not making Safa, Marwa because of the idols there. You are doing it because it's the command of Allah. Allah has made these blessed places. And you'd make your Safa and Marwa, you will find Allah who is Shakir, is going to reward you tremendously. And He knows your intention. You got nothing to do with those idols there. Your niyat is clear and pure. So Allah will reward you also accordingly. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that we should observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala properly, and Allah will reward us accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.